Wednesday, December the 29th. We're in chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. And we read now in verse 1 of chapter 5, "Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with 7 seals." And there are allusions there to Daniel chapter 12 and to Isaiah chapter 29, which also mention books with seals. And so some of this is being drawn from imagery from the Old Testament. John may have seen Roman wills that were witnessed by 7 witnesses, and a summary of the content of that will was written on the outside of the will, and so there may also be similarities with that. This book, this scroll that John sees, is a book of judgment. It's a book of judgment. And we read of a strong angel, a mighty angel in verse 2, and again, allusions to Daniel 4, Daniel 7, Daniel 12, asking the cosmos to demonstrate just one person who can open and break its seals. And of course, none are to be found. Not one is eligible. Of all creation, not one is eligible to unlock the seals of this book. And clearly, John here is witnessing the fulfillment of something that Daniel had prophesied back in chapters 4, 7, and 12. 500 plus years later, that prophecy of Daniel is now being fulfilled. This is not the Lamb's Book of Life that we read of in the letter to the church at Sardis. This book has things in it for unbelievers. And they are God's plan of judgment and redemption set in motion by Christ's resurrection. God made a promise to Adam that he would reign on the earth, that he would rule over the earth. But Adam broke the terms of that covenant. But since that promise was made to humanity, a human being must rule and reign over the earth. The second Adam, the last man, as we shall see tomorrow, as we look at chapter 5 again tomorrow, this is Jesus who is sitting on the throne, who has the power to unlock this book of judgment and redemption. Well, that's it for today. We'll take another look at chapter 5 tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.